in the nature of the human being. There's greed, and there's also laziness. These all things are combined within us. They are there, present. And these are not good things. And the cure for these, a person can look for the cure in the world, and with regards to the hereafter, we need to cure ourselves from these things. In the world, just like, for example, we have to go to the shop, and it's snowing outside, it's cold, and the house is warm. And outside we have to go to work, put the stall up, it's Christmas time, busy season. Does anyone feel like going? Nobody will go. Even the people at home, the family, will say, oh, it's okay, sit down for a while, stay at home. What difference does it make? It's cold. This happens, isn't it, with a person. And inside we have that clash, there's laziness, and there's no desire to go, but you're forced to. How will I go? It's cold, severe climate, weather. Then he slowly gets up, puts himself together. Okay, let's put our clothes on. No problem. It's only a few days, 2 days. And then when will the season come again? It's Christmas season. And this is a practical life experience. This happens with everybody. It's not just some single lone person. To everyone, you have to go to work, etc. I'm just giving you a severe example. But even if you have to go to work, a person doesn't feel like it. Well, it's a severe example I gave you for this reason, that even here, a person doesn't step back. And the person tries, makes effort, he leaves home, sits in the van, then he becomes alert. Then he drives the van, and he goes to the market stall that he runs, and he perseveres through the cold. He's doing his job, running his work, business. Comes back in the evening. When he comes back, then inside his pocket there's some money, he's happy, and he eats food. Then he forgets the hardship, or the hardships. So we see here, what is it that eliminated the laziness, the neglect, made the person become alert, awake, took him, made him stand up, took him out. He didn't care about the severe weather, the climate. What was the underlying reason behind this? Were his thoughts, his thinking, thought process? He was speaking to himself inside. Yeah, pushing himself. It was his conscience. He was speaking to his own conscience. And nobody stopped him physically. No one said to him, go. No one forces you, go. No, it happens, isn't it? That, okay, I don't have to go if I don't want to. It's my choice, isn't it? So it's the conscience, the inner conscience that that person was grappling with. Okay, what difference does it make? I'll go. Khair, there's good in it. No, there's no need to go yet. Oh, come on, Yar. Pull yourself together. No, I don't need to go yet. Then he sits back again. Then he remembers something. What was that? Yar. If I go, I'll get some money, won't I? At least some wealth will come. Wealth will come, there's benefit. I can buy this, I can buy that. When he thinks about money, that money will come through, wealth, and I'll get something, there'll be a benefit. Then suddenly he stands up. This is in it, isn't it? The reason that pushes the person to practically, then he gives everything up. And for example, you go to the office, or you're going to work, you'll persevere, you'll bear up everything. If you travel a long distance, you'll bear it. If there are hardships and issues in your work, you'll bear them, because behind all of it, you see something. What is it? Money. Money. Isn't this the case? So my brothers, in deen, it's the same situation with us. Same. In the morning, the adhan takes place, come, Allah calls out, come. How many people wake up? Don't know how many people come to this masjid. All the people who live around it, I'd say that maybe over my new portion of those come to the masjid. Maybe it's Imam Sahib and a few musallis behind him. And if it's more cold, if it's snowing, then there's an excuse. Oh, it's snowing, we don't need to go to pray. Isn't it? Isn't this the case with us? Yes. And whose order is it? Allah's order. Okay, if you're coming yourself, and you have a young child at home, you're not waking him up. And mother will say, oh, leave him, it's cold. Why you keep on pestering him? He's got a cold. Why are you telling him to get up? He has to go to school, college, university. Let him sleep. Isn't this in our lives? So what a big loss. What a big loss. That for the market, for money, we run. And there's no reality in the hereafter with this. There's no value of this money in the hereafter. There's no value at all. We can't see it. But for this work, if we're lazy with the deen and we suppress ourselves and we press ourselves down in such a big action, salah, that time goes, that today's Fajr Salah, if it's missed, it will never come back until the Day of Judgment. It will never come back again. It's gone. It's gone. Your market day will come again. Money will come again. And the money will come back to your pocket again. Allah Ta'ala puts it. Allah promises, I'll give to you. But this loss, missing today's Fajr Salah, whoever didn't pray today's Fajr Salah, even if he prayed, if he left Jamaat, congregation, then the rest of his life will not get the congregation. And the rewards of congregation, the bar, the extreme rewards and treasures, they will never again come. Will they come, brothers? No, they won't. Until Qiyamah, they won't come. Because it's slipped out of our hands. Such a big loss. Such a big loss that will never return. We cannot get it again. Tell me that when somebody dies, why do we cry? Oh, he's not coming back. He's gone. That's why we cry, isn't it? So that's why I said that when somebody's salah is missed, when it dies, then we should cry more than when a human being dies. After a person dies, at least you'll meet that person. Won't you meet him? In the barzakh, in the phase after death in the grave, you'll see those people in the graveyards, etc. But salah, if it's missed, then most definitely it's died. It won't come back. So brothers, do we promise after today that this loss we will never incur again in our lives? Never. All losses we will bear. All losses. But one such action, such a big punishment, such a big punishment Allah has given for it, for missing it, for leaving it, Zuhr Salah. Whoever left Zuhr Salah, will he get that Zuhr Salah again? Today, whoever left Zuhr Salah, even if he prayed, if he left congregation, Jamaat in the masjid, then that's gone. Forevermore, it's gone, it's died, the Salah is gone. Yes, nobody to ask to bring it back, no return. No compensation. It's left our hands, it's left our destiny, that thing, that item. Isn't this the case? Yes. So for this, what do we need to do now? Think now. Think. What do we need to do? That when Allah Ta'ala tells us about good deeds, when the fadl comes, when Allah's mercy comes on a human being, then Allah Ta'ala puts the invitation into a person's heart to do good. There are two types of invitation. One is people are calling you, tabligh, propagation, telling you come to the deen. This is physical da'wat, invitation. But before that, Allah Ta'ala puts a batini da'wat inside a person, batini spiritual invitation inside the heart of a person. Allah Ta'ala sends his invitations, great, fantastic, strong da'wat it is. Strong. And Allah inserts it into a person. But what happens after that is that that invitation, when Allah Ta'ala sends us that invitation, then we crush it. We tread on it. We don't want to listen to it. We ignore it. And that batini spiritual invitation that came to us for the market, we thought about it. What will we get for it? Money. I'll get money. I need to do this. The same point I need to remember now. That when Allah Ta'ala's invitation comes to us for any good deed, alhamdulillah, then what do we need to do? And when we're suppressing it, crushing it, and ignoring it, what do we need to do? Then we need to bring it up to the surface. We need to think about the rewards of that invitation, that deed, that practice. What am I going to get for this if I do it? That's all you've got to do. Make a habit for this. Alhamdulillah. Then you won't stop. Then you will not cease. Salah time has come, and salah, there are attractions, things saying, don't go salah. Suddenly stop and think, if I go to pray namaz, what will I get? Let me think this. And what's stopping me? So compare both. That my shop is stopping me. My business is stopping me. What's the reward I'll get in the business, the shop? And what will I get? The hadith that are in front of us, Allah's Nabi. That let me make myself strong so I can pray. Just like for the shop business, I make myself strong. I leave the home. I go to the market, to the store, in the weather. The same way that Allah Ta'ala, when He invites us to do good, He sends that invitation inside our soul. What do we need to do then? Then the rewards and all of the joy of practicing, we need to remember them, bring them in front of Allah. I'll get this reward. I'll get this reward. I'll get that reward. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Then I'll say, Allah says that my help starts to assist you as well. My help will come to you. So think today, that what deeds, what opportunities we had today to do good deeds, and we suppress them, threw them away. If I thought, maybe let me do tasbih. Oh, leave the tasbih. Let me do the action. Let me pray one juz of Quran. No, leave the juz. Let me do something else. Oh, let me phone someone I know. Let me phone somebody. Most definitely, the invitations come from Allah. Remember to the human being, the invitations to do good deeds come from Allah. Allah loves His mu'mineen. Every second the da'wah comes, the invitation comes. Every moment. But what does the person do? He suppresses the invitation. What do we need to do when the invitation comes to do good deeds? Suddenly, a good thought comes, we should grab it. What will I get, Allah? Allah, what will you give to me for this? And definitely Allah will give, and in such a way Allah will give, that our bank of the akhirah, it will be saved up in the bank of the hereafter. Subhanallah. So wherever, if we gather money, we save money and people accrue interest, then will Allah Ta'ala not give extra? Oh, we should promise one above 10, 100. This is all interest accrued from Allah, isn't it? Look at the reward. That, for example, a person, he deposits money in a bank. Allah is so kareem. Allah says, when you do a good deed, you think you'll only get one good deed? No, it cannot be. Allah says, in my bank, keep on saving in my bank and see the experience, live the experience. Subhanallah. So much encouragement Allah Ta'ala gives. Look, we've come here to this gathering of dhikr. We push ourselves. Someone sat down, broken hearted. Somebody left. Somebody was forced to sit here. Someone didn't want to come here. But the heart saying sit here. Everything's there. But we can't see money here. Well, suddenly we make ourselves youthful. Allahu Akbar. This whole town, village from amongst all the people. Allah, you gave me your mercy. You chose me. How did I come here? How? First thing, how did I arrive to this gathering? How did we sit in this gathering? Why? Because against this, what is Allah Ta'ala giving to us? Allah is giving, Allahu Akbar. That we've stopped here, a little while we've sat down, Mawlana Sahib made an announcement, and he made this announcement so that people should understand and sit down. But Allah Ta'ala is about to give reward, Allah is going to distribute. We're not sat here with nothing. Am I mad that I came here? That we sat, could have sat on my bed and read some books and giving, taking, selling, buying, drinking tea, coffee at home, talking, discussions. Why have we come here? Who brought us? That when a small thought of a good deed came, then Allah Ta'ala prepared, then the reward suddenly came to mind. Come on, get up, get up. I'll get this, you'll get this, I'll get that. And the more certainty we have that we will get, then thumma alhamdulillah, that person then runs to the gathering, subhanallah. Then I'll say, the man says, are you going? Oh, please take me with you. Subhanallah. And will there be anyone in between to break that? Are you going today? Dhikr, yeah, I'm going. Oh, take me as well. My car's broken down. Please do me a favor. When he starts to beg for the good deeds, then understand that he loves Allah. He loves Allah. Subhanallah. Praise be to Allah. No one's knocking at your door. Nobody's pushing you. Nobody. I'm against this. Pull people. Why? Why should we pull people? Why do we need to force people? Yeah. Don't you have brains? Intellect? Don't you eat roti? Do I pull you to eat roti? Bread? And when you eat more, do I pull you? So what's happened here? Use your aql. Use your intellect. So when this feeling is developed that, by, I need, take me as well, and person doesn't beg in front of anyone, or please take me, he says, Achaya, okay, come on, sit in the back seat, we've got some room, in the back. And he seats him in the back, he's happy, mashallah, I've got a place, a seat. Oh, good, Allah, I'm grateful to you, Allah, I'll get zikr today, Allah, your mercy's on me. Why? Because he knows he'll get something in the gathering. He'll get something. What's he going to get? What's he going to attain? A hadith, I remember, you will have heard this many times. Look, what are we going to get coming to the dhikr gathering? If we're brave and courageous, then in our lives, this kitab of our life, the book of our life, we should write down, we should inscribe in our lives that after today, we will never leave the majlis of dhikr. Let me see, I'll let this develop this feeling. Is this a minor gathering? Tell me, is it? Allah Ta'ala, all day we say to Allah, Allah, take me to the gathering, Allah, take me to your gathering. Why? Because there's a great treasure, jewelry I will attain. There was a gathering of the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions of the time, the age of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Masjid al-Nabwi, say Subhanallah. What a great dhikr. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the sight, Ameen. Masjid al-Nabwi, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Masjid, the day, the age, the generation of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, cool breeze, Madinatul Manawwara. And Ashabi Suf, their platform, Allahu Akbar. And the first Khanka, the Darveshi Khanka, where the dhikr of Allah used to take place. The people say, why do you do dhikr? Why do you make Khanka? The Holy Prophet ﷺ made the Khanka first from amongst his Sahaba. Was there no place in the masjid? And remember, that memory, the place of the Khanka, where the Khanka is made, that place stays until the day of judgment. The nur continues to emanate until Khanka. And the example Allah has given, that when the day and age of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, masjid was made, other places were made, but the Ashabi Suf, when you go to the raised platform, you'll see from far, it's become a stage, a raised platform, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. and the maqam has been made high, high status, Allah has made a place of memory. Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is all below in level, that is higher. Why? Because here the darwish, those walis of Allah, you sat, the sahaba, the noble companions, they sat and remembered Allah. Am I right or am I wrong? Am I right or wrong? Do you understand what I'm saying? Is the important point come to your mind? It's reached your mind? You understand? Okay. So now you've awake. Now how much karam Allah has given us? Mercy, He sat us down in His gathering of the dhikr, isn't it? Tell me, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. What would we have done at home? Wasting time. Allahu Akbar, Allah's rahmah, mercy is so great. Anyway, so the Sahaba Kiram was sitting down, enjoying themselves. Allahu Akbar, rahmah, mercy came. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by that place where the companions radiyallahu anhum was sat. He saw the darvish, his followers, his disciples, his followers, his sahaba. He stopped and he looked at all of the sahaba, the noble companions radiyallahu anhum. There? They're here? Then he looked at them, he went close to them, then he questioned the sahaba, the noble companions. Oh, my companions, what are you doing? What are you all doing? Subhanallah. What are you doing? Ki karan deo? Ki kar rahe ho? Like we say in Punjabi, what are you doing? And then there are two things, there are two emotions in the speech. One is to tell off, to strict. What are you doing? You playing gulli danda? You wasting time? One is surprise. When somebody is surprised. Two different ways to, two different styles. So here the Prophet was surprised. What are you doing? What are you doing here? Allahu Akbar. Look here. That I haven't seen anywhere else what you are doing here now. Subhanallah. What's this action you started, brothers? Allahu Akbar. Just like I say, what's this? What are you doing? These people sat down there. What are they doing out of surprise? What are they doing? Haven't they got anything else to do? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that to all his companions, what are you doing? What's happened to you? That you're not doing any other action in the whole universe. There's nobody else doing the action that you're doing. I've not seen until today the action being implemented that what you are doing all gathered together. Is this not hadith? I'm explaining to you this hadith. Yes, according to my condition that we're in here. The Sahaba Ikram, they were a little bit afraid. We've been told off. Obviously, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking, they thought, oh, we've done something wrong here. Ooh, oh, we've finished today. We've been caught out. Oh, Prophet of Allah, no. We're not doing anything. The Prophet said, what are you doing? Oh, Prophet of Allah, we're not doing anything. We're just remembering our Rabb. We're praising our Lord. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. And we are repaying his favors. We don't know how to do that. We are messing his dhikr, Allah's dhikr, O Prophet of Allah. We're not doing anything, we're just doing dhikr. So what was the answer that came? Wallahi, are you doing this action? By Allah, are you doing this action? Subhanallah, what a great surprise, the statement of the Prophet to confirm. So what we realize is that this is not the work, this is not the action of normal people. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Oh people, listen carefully, those who do dhikr of Allah, what a great statement, learning this action, doing dhikr of Allah is not the action of normal people, the laymen, normal human beings. That's why this is the work of special select people. That's why you're sat here. Tell me, that is this the action, is this the deed of normal people? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam swore, wallahi I swear by Allah, you are doing this action. Then they got afraid again. He said, I swear by Allah, I swear by Allah. They said that. The Sahaba Ikram replied, Ya Allah, your Prophet of Allah, we swear by Allah, that's what we're doing. Then he called them down. The companions are scared, because the Prophet until then was in surprise that you are doing this. How comes you did this action, such a great action? Why? Because he saw with his eyes. He used to see with his eyes. He used to witness with his eyes. And the Prophet is seeing, and he was seeing something else. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. That the Prophet ﷺ, they were looking at the Prophet ﷺ, but the Prophet ﷺ at the time was seeing something else in the heavens. And the Prophet ﷺ said that, sabr, wait, my companions, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. The first point is that when I swore by Allah, I didn't say it out of a bad thought, Allahu Akbar. So he cleared this. Always, when in somebody's heart a bad feeling or waswasa comes or a whisper, remember this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't keep suppressing it in your heart. Don't keep in your heart if there's something against somebody, you have a thought against someone. Say straight away, brother, I have a thought about you in my heart. You said something about me. Then you will clear that fact. That if you keep it in your heart, then the enmity will start and this will continue to your generations, to your son, because you kept in your heart, he said this to me. Maybe he didn't say this to you. So clear it. Clear the air. Clear the air. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So what a great cure. Otherwise we walk around frowning. He says, why is he against me? Why is he upset? Happens at home amongst husband, wife, brothers, sisters. They're making a face, a frown. Tell me, what's the point? But they won't tell you. That they carry on frowning and upset and sulking. They won't present it. They won't mention, obviously, sister, mother. They won't tell you, the brother. Oh, tell me, what did I do wrong? I'll get away with you. be gone with you. Well, come, please, Father, I've made a mistake. Tell me. Oh, you disrespectful person. They won't explain, tell you that you did something wrong. What's the sunnah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first lesson here is that he gave us, is that he explained to them that I'm not saying this to you out of feeling bad against you or thinking bad. He swore by Allah. He said, this was a surprise to me. I was surprised, shocked. Why? Because you were seeing here what you were doing. I was seeing there in the skies and heavens, Jibreel alayhi salam was coming down, descending. Subhanallah. Jibreel alayhi salam was descending, coming down. And who is Jibreel alayhi salam? Sayyidul Malaika, the head of the angels, or is he not? You know, if one sheikh is somewhere, then at least three murids are there with him, isn't it? Out of respect. This is our sheikh. Okay, this is our good fortune that we are going with our sheikh. We'll get barakah, blessings, we'll pick up his shoes. Is barakah, blessings. This happens, isn't it? In the same way, the teacher, because that's the teacher of the students, the muhabbat, the love increases. We want to go with our sheikh, listen to him, take his hand, and touch his clothes. When I used to go to my sheikh, then I used to purposely rub myself onto his clothes. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is my habit, I'm telling you. That don't start rubbing me, I'm weak, and pushing yourself on me. That, for example, I used to walk, and when there's a lot of rush, then I just attach myself to Hazrat. I push myself to Hazrat. I say, good opportunity, get some fares. The same blessing today has caused me to sit in front of you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. These ibadat also, some like this, some worship actions like this, some ibadat actions, worship, are ajeeb, unique, that take you to Allah. Without the masjid, you can get them. Create your heart of love. Allah's love, create it into your heart, subhanallah. And we've seen such people, they're walking with the sheikh's walking past, then they go to the wall outside the sheikh's house and they rub, they push themselves onto the wall, and oh, they'll sit in the shade of the sheikh's wall. Alhamdulillah, our sheikh, he sits and does dhikr here in his home, and we'll get the faiz, the barakat also. So it comes to that person, it arrives, alhamdulillah, most definitely, it gets to that person. Why? Because Allah says, I go along with your niyyah. You're not doing shirk, bid'ah, this out of my love you're doing this action. Allah says, out of my love, Allahu Akbar, my love, it gives this result. So insan, you don't worship the human being, you don't worship the man, you don't worship the sheikh, you are worshipping Allah, the Rabb. Allah said this himself, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah, give me your love and give me the love of those people who love you. Isn't this the proof? Isn't this what a great dua? Great one. Allah, give me your love and also give me the love of that human being who loves you. Why? Because the enjoyment I will take from him so that I can get your love as well. That your love has gone into him and I need that love also, Allah. The Holy Prophet says, is it my companions? I'm not thinking bad against you or negative. I swear by Allah. I swear by Allah for this reason. I saw Jibreel Islam coming down, descending. And he said, the Malaika, the head of the angels, he won't come on his own. The millions of angels also will be coming with him, behind him, along with him. Subhanallah. So I'm just drawing the sketch of the scene here. Jibreel alayhi salam is coming, and then see the scene that's going to be set. His old cabinet, Sayyidul Malaik, then all the angels salute him when he will be coming down to see, to witness. Then how many angels will be traveling along with him? Allahu Akbar. So imagine, what did they think? That today we've got a chance. Let's see today on the earth what's going on. Who are those human beings who are doing this action? Subhanallah. Only those people that, for example, Adam alayhi salam came to the earth. But here, Jibreel alayhi salam, he's come himself and the angels, they're attached to him. Let's go and see who are these servants of Allah, human beings, for whom such a great, within a minute, the whole situation has become positive. So my respected colleagues, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel alayhi salam is coming. And on top of that when he came and said to me something, for that reason I swore by Allah, that this action, such a great action these people are doing, he stated that Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at this moment in time, your companions who are doing the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala is so happy with them, so happy with them. They're in the heavens. Allah Ta'ala is with his select unique angels and is proud about these people, and is mentioning them proud. He say subhanallah again. Oh, monkeys, apes, Allah Ta'ala seated us today and we're making a fuss about it. Think about it. Think about it. What a great mercy of Allah. Tell me, there are many people who are thinking I'll go to dhikr. They didn't come. They couldn't come. They couldn't. They had a bit of a stomach ache, or their leg was stiff, a cramp. But those who have me, even if they're sick, then dhikr, he says, that Allah Ta'ala makes that person well, cured. I tell you the truth. The truth. That when a person's ill, and when his heart is rocking inside, oh, I'm going to miss dhikr, I'm sick, there's such a great reward, I'll be wasted, I'll lose out. Jibreel is going to come, Allah's barakat will come, Allah's blessings are going to come, Allah Ta'ala is going to sit in the skies amongst his select unique angels and mention us. Then will Allah not mention you by name? That person who understands it will be mentioned. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. You study Sahih al-Bukhari, Hadith, and have yaqeen. Such great, you can put both your hands up. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That are we mad? We don't have yaqeen, we don't have certainty, then what else are we going to have yaqeen about? What else? Okay, I have recited you the hadith which is in Fazail Amal. You will have read this hadith. So this is what's happening right now. This game is being played out. The scene is being played. This is the reward. All days ibadah put to one side. And Allah's this one reward put to one side. Put to one side. So that the dhikr of Allah, if it was not to come, if we were not to receive this now, you see, Mulana Sahib, what's his name? Darvesh Sahib. Mulana Darvesh is his name. He continued to try and make sure that dhikr takes place here, mashallah. Because his heart felt it, that I need this. And today the Karam, the mercy has come to the masjid, that Jibreel Islam came, his angels came, Allah's rahmah, his tawajjuh, his attention has come. They've been mentioned in the heavens, the people. And Ashab Sufa, the Sahaba Karam, the noble companions from whom this dhikr came, their memory has been revived. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. How great an achievement. Oh, I'm so immersed. I feel like going to sleep now. I'm so drowsy, feeling drowsy. You know, I feel sleepy. So good. Warm thoughts have come into my heart with the fadl of Allah. That what a scene is taking place. Allah's karam and mercy. And thinking, when you think this, can a person leave dhikr? Wherever a majlis takes place, if you've yaqeen in this hadith, then no fools, oh, read this hadith, oh, leave this hadith, oh, give speeches, that's what we do. To have some yaqeen, certainty in your heart on the hadith that we believe, we have certainty, then you do amal on this, you practice on this, and you attain the rewards when such a great reward has been given. And if definitely it's been given, then why does a person not go to the gathering? Well, no, the shock is this. That 3, 4, 5, 10, and every 5, 10 yards distance, the houses are near to the masjid. I don't feel like going. I don't feel like it. There's something stopping me. Nothing stops us going to the market stall. Nothing stops us getting up in the morning, going to work and business. Don't we get waswasa then? Because we have so much yaqeen on these actions, but the yaqeen in Allah's kitabs is reduced. If today had yaqeen on the Quran and Hadith, definitely there's a reward. This reward. Yes, there will be a restriction or something preventing us, but then we'll remember, is this a reward? Forget it, I'm going. That this much money I'll get if I go to the market in the morning. So a person, he leaves snow and cold weather, I'll get 200, 400, 500 pounds more. All life long, this is how our life has passed. Hasn't it passed like this? It has. Now tell me. That now, profit and loss, our account should be good. Straight. Then when it comes to the dunya, oh, okay, that's fine. It goes, we miss out. But with regards to the hereafter, so much reward I'm getting. Behind that, there's a big current. Remember, big current, a tide. Straight away, understand the reward. What will I get? Because behind reward, what do we get? There's reward after every good deed. Allah's rewards, Allah gives cash, nakat. And Allah announces that this is your 500 pounds saved in your bank for the hereafter. Subhanallah. That's it. Just the announcement. This announcement thereafter, that you came to Fajr Salah, you prayed in congregation, I put this many thousand into your account. Allah, subhanallah. And whoever is yaqeen, then he'll come, he'll wake up, run to Fajr Salah. Congregation. The person who is yaqeen, certainly Jibreel Islam comes to get this much reward, everything takes place. In the morning there's dhikr after Fajr. And no person who is a human being will leave dhikr, he'll leave his bed, come, and he'll be included, he'll get the reward after Isha. Go, I've put this reward into your account, I've saved it for you, subhanallah. Then, what's the point? With life you won't get the reward, but after death you'll get cash, Allah, reward. So my brothers, another point's coming to my mind, a hadith, if I share that with you, it'd be good. Or shall I tell you tomorrow? There'll be a majlis tomorrow as well, won't there? My heart feels, let me share it with you today. Isn't it? Yeah, we all sat enjoying joyful rewards, isn't it? See, the rewards come. I told you the method, isn't it? That this is the Sufis, you learn this from them. Wherever you're feeling lazy, look at the reward. What are you getting? Come on, let's go. A lot of reward is there today. What's the point of sitting at home and leaving the gathering? The person won't leave any so-called small deal. Think about small things. If he says that, oh, I need to go, at least on the wheelchair, I'll go, at least I'll get thawab, traveling on the wheelchair. Subhanallah, whoever is yaqeen, certainty. So what will we do now? Okay, the hadith is coming to mind. Let's share that. And then you'll be joyful after hearing this hadith. You'll be joyful. Enjoy it. May we give all to every word of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What will we read? Will we sat down in dhikr for nothing? Every dhikr is different. Every gathering is unique. But this dhikr is ajeeb. This gathering, what is this? This is the Murtazayya. This is linked to the barakah, the blessings of my Shaykh. Let me tell you what is the reward of this dhikr. Okay, we're doing dhikr. La ilaha illallah. We're doing dhikr. Fine. But there's a connection here. We'll recite kalamat. But this is special dhikr of Allah. Remember, this is Salsala Naqshbandiya. This Salsala Naqshbandiya Mujaddadiya Murtazayya. My Shaykh's name is attached to that order because a person should spread the news of his teacher. Isn't it? When tomorrow my fuse will blow, may Allah forgive, then you will continue my fears, won't you? won't you? Or will you start playing Gulli Danda? Eh? The sticks and the stones. No, no. So, the good son is he that after death he gives the benefit to the father. Isn't it? Isn't it? So when the father passes away, when I leave the world, then more you need to do dhikr with abundance. Remember this. More dhikr with abundance. More dhikr. True promise? Put your hands up. Yes, but let me take the promises from you. Yes? Then the rest? Okay, fine. So this is the true friendship we've made today. Because then I won't forget you in the hereafter. Inshallah. Inshallah. Allahu Akbar. So now, what will happen? Subhanallah. Quran will recite. What will you recite? The Quran. Afzul dhikr. What will you recite? The Quran. Not everything. Rather, some special select verses that the Anbiya alayhi salam recite, and Allah Ta'ala preferred those verses. Allah selected those verses. Then the awliya Allah was selected. Then my shaykh selected them and stated that these kalamat verses, recite them with your colleagues. Subhanallah. Very valuable, weighty, heavy verses. Every verse of the Quran is valuable. But these verses are very select and unique weight and value that we will recite. Very special kalamat, alhamdulillah. Very special verses. And I'm not telling you the tashri of them now. I'm just telling you the importance. Okay? Understood? Then on top of that, after that, Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we will send durood on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine. What a great karam. And this scene is about to play out in Masjid Ibrahim. What a fantastic scene that's about to start. So what will happen then? Yes, that every dhikr has a different effect. So see what you will get now. What is the reward we will get? The meaning of the hadith is this. Ibn Qayyim, as Hafidh Ibn Qayyim Rahmatullah Alayh, I speak with his reference. He recorded this, that when a human being, when the servant of Allah, whatever kalamat he recites and he does dhikr, say subhanallah. If he does dhikr of the kalamats of the Quran, when people gather together, whichever kalamat verses they recite and do dhikr, those same kalamat, those same verses, they float up into the sky, they fly up through the skies and heavens, they go to the throne of Allah, and then they start to fly around the throne of Allah. Allahu Akbar. And those same kalamat, those same verses, they fly around the throne, and until Qiyamah, those who recited those verses, they get the forgiveness of Allah for that person. Now tell me, what reward do we need? Is there no reward? What kalamats we will recite, suddenly those verses will fly up to the arsh, and until the day of judgment, they will continue to earn forgiveness for us. What a great bank balance, what a great positive balance sheet we are accruing. Allahu Akbar, with the fadl of Allah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, praise be to us, my brothers. Great ni'mah Allah has given to us, great favor. Millions of times over, we should be grateful to Allah that we're gathered here today. Allah has given us His ni'mah. We have not sacrificed anything. We've not made any effort. We're not tired. We've not given our energy. This is Allah's mercy, grace. He's brought us here and He's given us these great rewards. Recite Durood Sharif.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين جميع المرسلين طه وياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صلينا على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا ومدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم دمر همومنا بياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.